Assalamu alaikum everyone, welcome to the 6th episode of Coffee Time with Technology, this time with the review of yet another of the awesome 100 innovations, Shadow a Student, which I've chosen from the 100 2019 list, and it focuses on what we can learn from the daily life of a student in school. It's like looking at school from the eyes of your students. What are the particular intended outcomes of this program? 1. Educators have a deeper understanding of student experiences after they've shadowed a student. Leadership abilities are enhanced and innovation culture is developed within school. So what's a shadow student all about? It's like walking in your student's shoes for one whole day, going through what they are going through, an opportunity for you as a school head or a leader to challenge the assumptions and get deeper insights of what's going on in the classrooms and how it is actually all impacting the learning and the teaching that they place. This could be helpful for students with low grades or having difficulty in classrooms. Such powerful observations can result in immediate and powerful remedial actions for these students based on sound evidences which are gathered during Shadow a Student Challenge. Usually, when a school head or teacher goes or walks into a classroom as an observer and they spend time in class, which is actually for a shorter period of time, and the objectives are merely focusing on the learning that is taking place, the instruction going on, the teaching taking place, the student behavior. But what is missed during all this is how is this all affecting the whole day of a student? So if a school leader wants to serve all students in all aspects of learning at school, they need to understand the full range of how students' experiences at school. Okay. Shadow a Student basically gives leaders an opportunity to understand school from a student's perspective of view by fully immersing in the experience of being a student for one whole day. The whole purpose is to improve the learning that is going on in the school, improving the school experiences for the kids at school. The whole process of Shadow a Student Challenge comprises of 4 steps: prep, shadow, reflect, and act. School leaders, we know, have tight schedules. There's a toolkit provided along with the Shadow a Challenge prep coordination list, which ensures that all logistics are good taken care of so the school leaders can focus on the shadow day. This is an initiative of the Retool School coming out of the IDEO and the ASO Partner Institute of Design at the Stanford University. School Retool is a professional development fellowship that helps school leaders redesign their school culture by using small, scrappy experiments which are called hacks. They basically let you start small, but they are built on research-based practices that lead to deeper learning and help create the kind of change that you aspire. Retool School offers in-person workshops, peer support, personal coaching, and inspiration. They provide support tools, research, and inspiration to hackers. For example, in peer cohorts, school leaders practice mindsets and change frameworks to build towards a culture of deeper learning. Shadow a Student Challenge is not the first attempt to encourage school leaders to walk in students' shoes to increase empathy of poor students. The purpose is to create a community of leaders driven by empathy, to make change in their schools and ultimately support them to take action towards deeper learning. What are the resources needed for this mission? Basically, it's aimed at principals and school leaders, so what you will only need is a clear date, an open mind, readiness to experiment, experience life as a student. How does this initiative meet the 100th criteria? Innovativeness. The concept for sharing empathy is not new, and many school leaders have seen value in for some time, yet never been able to act on it. This challenge makes school leaders commit and taking the time to do it. Okay, impact. Over 1,800 people signed up to Shadow in 2017. Principals get authentic insight into realities of school for their students, and this fresh look can be used to revolutionize the way schools are run in or organized. Scalability. Educators from 50 states and 61 countries participated in the 2017 Shadow a Student Challenge. This is open for all school leaders at any school anywhere in the world. What are the steps for implementation? There are 4 steps. The first step is prep. Check out the website shadowastudent.org and join the community. Prep, basically the first step for you as a leader is to have a meaningful shadow experience. You can create learning goals for your shadow day. What is it that you want to observe? What is it that you want to inquire more about? What is it that you want to know more about? Second, you choose a student. Third, you coordinate with your student, the parents and the staff. And third, you meet. Achieve quick wins with one example hacks. With our example, design your own action plans, share your questions, challenges and accomplishments. Now, what are the different examples of hacks? For example, you can bring a student to a staff meeting, show students that their opinions matter, help students build empathy for teachers and understand how the whole school works. 2, you could hire a student consultant, select a project you're working on, identify a struggling student, ask a student to consult with you on the project, meet with the student one-on-one, ask for the student's advice on the project, listen more than talk. 3. Create a live poll. Choose a question you would love to learn more about. Write the question on a signboard in the hallway. Invite people to answer. Complete the answers. Share the feedback with everyone. 4. You can move your desk for a day. See school from a different point of view. Choose a public space. Keep your desk and notes with you. Observe everything that goes around. Take notes. Reflect on what you noticed and learned and share with all. Okay. So when you check the Shadow a Student Challenge website, you will get a workbook that you can check. You can get some good ideas. You can get a list of hacks that you can try out in your school. You can get a workbook which lets you create your own hacks at school as well. The website is a very interesting website. There are ideas for hacks. There's a workbook. So you can go and see all that you can do and apply in your school. Very interesting idea. I think I've really loved amongst all the 100 innovations that I've shared during my Coffee Time Technology podcast. I find Shadow a Challenge very interesting, very practical and applicable to any schools in any city in Pakistan. Because what you only need is a readiness. A willingness to experiment and spend a whole day shadowing a student. And I think the results are huge and very practical, and they will have a huge impact on learning in the classrooms. Because as teachers and trainers and school heads, we are often more focused on the teaching that is going on in the school. Our emphasis is maybe on the learning targets, whether they achieved or whether they are not achieved, whether teachers are doing well in the classroom or not, and whether the planning is taking place or not. They can shadow a student from the early years, shadow a student from the middle school, shadow a student from the higher school, gather the feedback and share that with their whole staff in their meetings. Help with them, sit with them and design hacks that can help learning and teaching that is taking place in schools improve and take to much better and higher level. You don't need any such resources as such, everything is already available in schools. So it's always good to give it a try, and I think this is very interesting. Have the Shadow student website available with the toolkit that is freely available. You can go and check the toolkit. You can take a look at the hacks that are already available. It's just the willingness that's more important, and the readiness to try this out in your schools and spend a day shadowing a student. You would love this, because when I was exploring and reading all this and exploring both the websites, I thought it was very interesting. You can do it in the next week. You can do it in 15 days. It's as simple as it sounds. You just have to plan, sit and plan properly. So good luck. Hope you've liked my 6th episode. Signing off. Till I see you next time with the episode 7 of Coffee Time Technology. Take care. Bye-bye. Allah Hafiz. Love you all.